The following podcast is brought to you by the Dominican University of California. Greetings and good day to you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Backwoods Show. Lace up your boots, grab your packs as we explore survival in the great outdoors. I'm your host, Jay, and remember, you're never just a mile away. Welcome back, folks, to this week's episode of the Backwoods Show. Strap up your boots and let's figure out how to find some purified water out in the wilderness. I'm your host, Jay or Jeffy. So, first things first, when out backpacking, you want to make sure you have a source, like a way to be able to clean the water, actually, whether that's heat or if it's by some sort of filter. One thing that most people don't know is that most of our clean drinking water comes from lakes, rivers, and groundwater for something like that. Most Americans also, the water then flows from an intake points to a treatment plant and then to our houses through pipes. However, when you're out in the wilderness, you're not going to be able to use these luxuries of using a sink or a faucet or a water filter like a Brita of some sort. You're going to be able to use different things like heat and maybe a natural filter in order to survive. And we will figure out today how to do that in order to survive. While backpacking, hiking, and camping, or overall just spending time outside and playing sports, staying hydrated is very essential, for not you or for not just somebody else, but for everybody on Earth. Here we will talk about how to find the best water sources in order to make sure that they are safe. It is common knowledge that you can survive many weeks without food, but without water, only a few days. To begin, there is many different things that you can use. Something like a plain canteen steel water bottle would work because you can carry water in it, and also you can boil water in it too as it's metal, so then you can reuse it and just keep purifying water that way. Next would be able to have a flame, of course, or a non-mechanical, non-fuel-dependent fire starter. Something like a ferro rod would also work. These things, usually if you get a good one, they should not break and will work rain or shine and will never run out. So they are very dependable in a survival situation. Whilst backpacking, it would also be smart to have a water hand pump, which are very cheap and are very useful. It looks like a small apparatus with a pump on it, with a tube that goes into the water source that is flowing, and then an outward pump tube that goes to your water bottle or to wherever else that you need your water. These pumps are especially cool because you do not need any heat for it, so then you can just drink it cold and you can drink it straight, as most of them just have a straight carbon filter on them. Though many don't realize, one of the most important things to factor into your backpacking plans is to figure out how to find water and to sustain it. Getting it while backpacking can seem like it might be challenging, but it is not. If you have the right tools, and if you are not panicking, you can get it. How you can get it while backpacking and how you to treat it once you've found it are very crucial, and I feel like that everybody should know in order to survive, because you never know when, like, you are going to be in these types of situations. You can get it from different places, like streams, lakes, waterfalls, rivers, different things like that. along the trail. Also, you can purify it by boiling it with your heat source. Very commonly used are purification tablets. These, I'd like to say, are more recent because they involve more chemicals and also use of technology stuff like a UV pen or a sip and squeeze filter like a Life Straw. Once you've reached the point to actually find a source of water, it is important that you are able to contain it, whether that be just a water bottle, a refillable water bladder, or maybe you have something else like a pot or something along that lines of that. However, you need to know how to drink it safely. Generally, you want to find water that is moving from a source rather than collecting water that has been stagnant, as because stagnant water has been sitting and is very much more likely to harbor like bacteria and parasites, bad stuff that you do not want to get into your body. Even just a small little bit of water trickling down some rocks is better than stagnant water and stuff that is not moving at all. To ensure that the water you are drinking is clean and free of any bacteria that could make you sick, you need to know how to purify it at least a little bit, because it doesn't matter wherever you get it from. It's always good to purify it just to eliminate that chance of you possibly getting sick, because getting sick out in the wilderness is not fun, and it's also very dangerous because you are so far from help and different people, as also many things can go south. One of the most common methods of water purification is boiling. As though it might seem cliche, it's making sure that you heat it up to enough heat that it'll be able to kill the bacteria. You want to make sure to heat your water for at least 2 to 3 minutes. You may need to remove some debris that is in the water that you scooped, but for the most part, it will be good to drink in survival situations. And also, if you have some sort of filtering apparatus, it would be better to use as a more main source of water while backpacking. It is always a good idea to have a water filter of some sort to filter out debris like moss or maybe little parts of bark and stuff that can get into the water. One of the newer ways of water purification is an ultraviolet light purifier. These purifying ways are great to eliminate different bacteria that aren't eliminated in the preliminary filtration methods. However, they should be used after your first purification method because they just remove everything else. Others have used these pens as a primary tool. However, that is up to your discretion in survival situations. Another popular way to purify water in the wilderness is potable aqua tablets. However, these tablets take around 30 to maybe about 45 minutes to fully get through all the water and make sure that it is clean and safe to drink. Also, these tablets have a very distinct taste that you can taste after you drink it. It makes the water taste a little different. However, if it's cold enough, it tastes better cold anyways, I feel like. Also, using tincture of iodine 2% is very popular and it is very cheap. So, not being able to have something like that to use in your arsenal to keep and have purified water, even in a survival situation, there's just no excuse. However, you may be thinking you can just carry an excess of water while you go up. You can't, because 1 liter of water weighs 2.2 pounds, and you're going to want to limit how much you carry in your backpack, as every single last space in that backpack matters. So it is crucial that you have a plan to filter the water when you are not accessible with a sink, a faucet, or even just a little water spout along the way. So part of your preparation for your trip should be being able to come up with a plan to locate water sources along your route, then figuring out how long between each stop and when you will want to fill up. It won't alone help you determine your needs, but it will just help you find and estimate how much time you will need to complete those miles. Making these measurements along this helps you figure out when you need to drink water and will also force you to stay hydrated, as it is very important to stay hydrated, especially when away from civilization. You want to make sure to properly hydrate before hiking. If you don't, and you start drinking when you start hiking, it's very difficult for your body to catch up and be hydrated. It's recommended to drink probably 1 to 2 days, depending on how hard and crucial your hike will be. Whilst hiking, however, it's always good to not scarf down water at different points, but it's always a good idea to sip maybe every 5 to 10 minutes, take a few sips of water, but not gulp it, because you don't want to get cramps or something like that, because that doesn't make your trip any more fun. Believe me, I feel like a lot of backpackers can agree with that one. Finding a water source is very important in the wilderness and in a survival situation to prevent dehydration. Dehydration happens when your body perspires more and loses more fluid than it can actually take in. So, without enough water, basically your body cannot do its functions properly. So, with that being said, it is imperative that you stay hydrated before, during, and after your backpacking or hiking trip in order to keep your body healthy and making sure that it can complete its functions properly. Also, it will help you recover faster, as your body will be able to do what it's supposed to do and it is not being deprived on these other processed types of drinks. So, next time you ask yourself, is it safe to drink this water? Most of the time, it will be no, because there is a lot of bacteria and different chemicals that can be in it that you do not know and that could get you sick. So it is always important to treat your water before you drink it. Lastly, in a very survival situation, you can use something like a gravel, sand, and charcoal water filter. You can do these different layers out and filter water through the top and have it come stilled out through the bottom. Each step between these removes different impurities in the water. And it is really important that you use this charcoal because it absorbs harmful bacteria, protozoa, and other viruses. Other materials are more for like filtering out bigger debris and stuff like that. You can also use leaves on the top to remove larger debris also. It is very useful if you have cloth to do this, but people have also done this with plastic bottles in a pinch. I hope that each and every one of you listening today has learned something about the water purification process in the wilderness and are at least a little bit more confident about their abilities in purifying water and finding clean water while out and about in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast of the Backwoods Show. Thanks for listening. I will see you next week.